ఈ దేవుడే కదా వామనమూర్తి అయి బలి ముందు తన చేయి సాచినాడు. ఈజ్ నాట్ ది సేమ్ లార్డ్ హూ యాజ్ వామనమూర్తి ఎక్స్టెండెడ్ హిస్ హ్యాండ్ బిఫోర్ కింగ్ బలి. ఈ దేవుడే కదా శ్రీరామచంద్రుడై భక్త శబరిని బాగబరుచినాడు. ఈజ్ నాట్ ది సేమ్ లార్డ్ హూ యాజ్ రామచంద్ర హ్యాజ్ గ్రేస్ అండ్ ప్రొటెక్టెడ్ అండ్ బ్లెస్డ్ భక్త శబరి. ఈ దేవుడే కదా శ్రీకృష్ణమూర్తి అయి కరుణతో ద్రౌపదిని కాచినాడు. ఈజ్ నాట్ ది సేమ్ లార్డ్ హూ యాజ్ శ్రీకృష్ణమూర్తి ప్రొటెక్టెడ్ ద్రౌపది ఫ్రమ్ ఇన్ఫేమీ. ఈ దేవుడే కదా శ్రీ షిరిడి బాబాయ్ దూలము పడకుండా చూసినాడు. ఈజ్ నాట్ ది సేమ్ లార్డ్ హూ యాజ్ షిరిడి సాయిబాబా స్టాప్డ్ ది రూఫ్ ఫ్రమ్ ఫాలింగ్ డౌన్. ఇన్ని రూపాలు కలిసిన ఈ విభుండు ఇంతమందిని అనుగ్రహింపవచ్చే ఇంతకన్నా వేరెద్ది ఎరుకపరదు, ఇంతకన్నా అదృష్టమేది కలదు. చేతులు ఎత్తండి, జేజేలు చెప్పరండి. వాట్ మోర్ ఫార్చ్యూన్ యు హ్యావ్ దాట్ యు హ్యావ్ ది డైరెక్ట్ గ్లాన్స్ ఆఫ్ భగవాన్ బాబా. యు రీజ్ యువర్ హ్యాండ్స్ అండ్ సే భగవాన్ శ్రీ సత్యసాయి బాబాజీకి జై. ఆన్ దిస్ డే ఆఫ్ న్యూ ఇయర్ 2013 ఐ ప్రే ఆన్ బిహాఫ్ ఆఫ్ భగవాన్ విత్ బ్లెస్సింగ్స్ అండ్ ఐ విష్ యు ఆల్ హ్యాపీ మీనింగ్ఫుల్ యూస్ఫుల్ గ్రేస్ఫుల్ ట్రూత్ఫుల్ లవ్ఫుల్ న్యూ ఇయర్. మై హంబుల్ ప్రణామ్స్ ఇట్ ది లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ భగవాన్ శ్రీ సత్యసాయి బాబా. అమంగ్ ది గెలాక్సీ ఆఫ్ ది ఓటీస్ యూ డెడికేటెడ్ ద లైఫ్ ఫర్ భగవాన్ సర్వీస్ జస్టిస్ డాక్టర్ జే హేమలత శ్రీనివాసన్ అండ్ అదర్స్. ఐఎమ్ వెరీ హ్యాపీ టు బీ ఇట్స్ యూ అండ్ ఎట్ ది సేమ్ టైమ్ విత్ భగవాన్స్ పర్మిషన్ an old professor like me came to the dais for the college celebrations. And being an old professor, he asked the principal, how much time should I take? The principal, being the student of this professor, hesitated to talk anything. Yes, how much time should I take? And young student stood up. Professor sir, as much time as you can, but our stay is only 15 minutes sir. So I don't want to put to such an embarrassing position. I request Mr. Shankar to tell me, unless the bell rings, the teacher goes on talking. This new year, samvatsara, is another name given by God, given to God also. That is why he is respected as Samvatsaraya Namaha. Samvatsaraya Namaha means he is God himself, because he is responsible for the Kala. Kala Sitaya Namaha, Kala Gamanaya Namaha, Kala Swarupaya Namaha, Kalaaya Namaha, Kala Kalaaya Namaha. What is Kala? Kala is Subha, all auspicious. La means the giver. The giver of all auspicious things to the humanity is Kala Swarupa. And Bhagavan himself is Kala Swarupa and Kala Atita Namaha. And now, at one time, what is Kala? Swami said, Kala is nothing but the light. Because of the light, the entire planetary movement, we have it as day and night, months and years and yugas and all these things. In Swargaloka, Swami said, there is no darkness, all lights. What is that light? That is what is called the universal light. Some students were there, Swami was talking to them. And he picked up an Italian student and asked him, what is Kanti? I don't know, Swami. Kanti is light. The eternal light, the universal light, that is Kanti. And you know what is Kanta? I don't know, Swami. Don't you know what is Kanta? That goose light is called Kanta. Swami laughed. No. Kanta is woman. Kanti is that universal light. Because of the light, everything is illumined. Tattva Suryopati, Tachandra Tarakam, Nema Vijitopanti, Kutoyam Agni. Tattva Suryopati, what that means? The sun will not shine there. The stars will not illumine. And the what about Agni? It will not have give fire, the fire will not give you light. Tasya bhasa sarvamidam vibhati. That gives every light. Dema vichito phanti kutoya magni. Tameva phantam anubhati sarvam. Tasya bhasa sarvamidam vibhati. That is what is called in Kathopanishad. So, the entire light, that is responsible for this. And we are in this planet. That is why we have the darkness, the light. And for Pitru Devatas, there is no darkness at all. Everything is light, everything is light. That is the universal light that comes from Bhagavan Satya Sai Baba, the Lord of the universe. He is the light of the universe. Whereas you find Buddha as the light of Asia, he is the light of the entire universe. My dear friends, let us call this new year as the year of love. Because that love is responsible for all these things. Swami was once talking with students. Long ago, almost old days, in Prashanthi Nilayam, there were so many monkeys also. The monkeys were doing something, flying, jumping and all these things. And students are there. Swami said, "You are all monkeys." Students said, "Yes, Swami, we are Hanumans." "You are Rama, Swami." "They are more disciplined than you." That is what Bhagavan said. Immediately one student has brought some peanuts and gave them to Bhagavan Baba. You know, there are 42 monkeys there. All the monkeys came in queue, stood there before Bhagavan, and when he was distributing, every monkey took it and went away. All the students were thrilled. Then Swami said, "If your heart is full of love, such things will happen." So what is fulfillment of life? Filling your heart full of love is fulfillment. That is what Swami has said. So that love, that makes us divine. Because unfortunately, we are born with love. The entire universe is love. The world is created out of love. The generations come, grow out of love. And everything is love. And man today is denied of love. 1,040, as many as 15,000 wars have been fought. Because what is the reason for it? Lack of love, lack of love. Two lamps go together. Two dogs go together. Two lions go together in a forest. But two men cannot go together. Why? Hatred, fear, anxiety, all these things. Because of lack of love, there is so much of unrest in this world. It is love that Bhagavan teaches us, and it is the love that makes us divine. So how to love? The first thing is no hatred, no criticism, no fault finding. And if you go on finding no fault of others, that is why Swami says, whenever I see my devotees, I see myself in their eyes. I love them. I separated myself from myself to love myself. That is what Swami said. So let us call this 2013 as the year of love. Because Swami wants us to grow in love, to die in love, and bequeath love to our children. And my attachment to Bhagavan Baba goes back to 1968, when I was just an MA. I was sitting in the lines. There were some 50 or 60. 100 means big crowd in Vishanthilayam in 1968. I went with my brother and I was critical of Bhagavan Satya Sai Baba also, seeing the photo. All these things I criticized also. Swami, he was coming from the canteen. Canteen was only just an asbestos sheet room far away from the main Prashanti Mandir. He has seen me. The gesture was such that he knows me since so many years. I was wonderstruck, what is this? Does he know me? And in the evening, we sat in the bhajan. I don't know from how much time Swami was seeing me. He was there standing. And when I just opened my eyes, yes, seeing deep into my ears, I smiled and went away. What is this turn of hands? Swami once said, when I turn my hands, I am just transforming your hearts. You must have found me writing in the air. Every letter of the devotee is being answered. That's that. And he gave me interview. After 7 days of struggling, he gave me interview. Picked me up, only myself. Go to the room. I thought he would beat me also. Because I was young. He closed the latch. I was trembling. You have got faith in Namashivaya. But there is no concentration. Because we were trustees of Shiva's temple. And then, out of my ignorance and half knowledge, I said, Swami, I want Ishwara Darshana. Ishwara Darshana is not a thing that can be bought in a shop. You are Ishwara, he said. What is this young personality? How can I be Ishwara? You are Ishwara. You are not the body. You are not the mind. You are not the Chittanahankara. You yourself are Ishwara. Swami, Narada and Prahlada have attained moksha.
What
is how I can be Ishvara? Then Swami said, No, bhakti culminates into that. When your bhakti increases, you become Ishvara. Ishvara sarvabhutanam hrudyesu arjuna tishtati, and he started that. And he asked me, what is moksham? I don't know, Swami. Moham kshayam moksham. When you realize that you are not this body, that is, you are God. Yes. And let me take Padanamaskara. I have it. I had the Padanamaskara and I had a small notebook. You, me, or autograph, Swami. What is this? What is the autograph? What for? Just for our satisfaction, Swami. You see, I was a friend, I talked. And he behaves to be a friend. And at the same time, use that turn, the right and left also. Then, with blessings, Baba. Rumba Santosham. I was in Andhra. I don't know what the Tamil. Perhaps he may give me birth to the in the Tamil Nadu. Maybe. You know, after that, there was, what is this? And Swami likes people when he gets new people into fold. And Swami once said, you're all old faces, no new faces. So I have decided to take people to Bhagavan's fold. And on that day, you know, I took some 3 busloads of people to Prashantinilayam, requesting them, you please come to Prashantinilayam, whether he is God or not, I am not bothered. He is a respectable man. Let us go to Puttaparthi. Puttaparthi, see, you are a lecturer, you are an educated man, how could you go to Puttaparthi? Because I am educated. I am going to Puttaparthi. And I took them. 3 busloads of passengers means very great thing. And Swami called me the 3 buswala. He used to call me 3 buswala. Because I took 300 people. So he was very pleased. That's why last time also I rather requested you to go to Puttaparthi. And I think 400 people have gone, led by Dr. Bala. You know how happy he is. He wants people, new people, to get into his Bhagavan's fold. It is high time you should go to Puttaparthi, and you feel that Bhagavan is Satya Sai Baba is there also. He is there. In the Vedantic sense, we say, oh, God is everywhere. But when once we say that this Bhagavan, who is very close to us, a friend, a guide, and a philosopher has gone. What is this? We find that, especially those with whom Bhagavan have moved with him, we find, what is very Swami, very Swami, very Swami. So, I made it a habit to bring people into Bhagavan's fold. Different sections of people. Once I took Muslims. On the day it was cyclone, only 11 Muslims have come. Muslims means a taboo for them. But they have come. On that day, Swami said, today, there is bhajan going on, tomorrow I shall see them. So, okay, Swami. Next day morning, she came to me. Bring them. So I took all these 11 Muslims and at the same time associates also. How many? For me, around 25. No, no, the room will not accommodate 25. You stay outside. Oh, okay, Swami. And others said, he was sent out. And Swami gave interview to Muslims. You can come in your own dress with Quran in your hands. I asked them also. They came in their dress with all turbans and all these things. Swami gave them 45 minutes interview and called one man. No. Your daughter-in-law is my devotee. She has my photo in her puja room. But your son-in-law is beating her. I know. Don't worry. I will look after you. And he has asked picked up one Muslim. Who is the wife of Prophet Muhammad? What is her name? Swami asked her. Muslims do not know, as we do not know about Vedas. Swami said, Amina Abhi. And Bhagavan revealed many things. They were pleased. And they were seated. They came back. In the evening, Swami came with a handful of currency notes. Slowly he came. I stood up. He pushed into my pocket, outer shirt, loose shirt. They have come without any charge, without any fears. You distribute. I can't open it because so many people are seeing. And after bhajan, I took them. It is somewhere in the 70s, It was 5,500 rupees. 500 rupees to one, at 500 rupees to each. 11 into 5, 5,500 rupees. And they said, bhai, you take 100 rupees, please keep it with you. They took it as a bribe, don't you? What is this Bhagavan? And one Muslim said, we keep it in puja room, we don't spend. And one Muslim is working in Prashantalayam, Muhammad Hussein. After that, I took many people. I started taking people from Naidupeta in my... Bhagavan made me the state district president. And then I used to take them. There were 250 villagers. All came with a simhasana, like this. We brought to Prashantalayam. And put it there. And then Swami came, Swami, we brought simhasana, Swami, for our new mandir. Please sit and you shall take back, Swami. Swami said, Sivasana, this is my Sivasana. He just pointed out his finger and made around my heart. This is my Sivasana. Then I wrote a song. Na Hrayame Swami Sivasana. Na Pujanam Niku Nirajanam. That was sung by Malari brothers also. So, at one time, young fellow with a family, Swami is giving interview. And this fellow, Swami, what is your favorite car? He was only some 8 years or so old. See, the mother and father were surprised at this strange question and irrelevant question. Swami said, Maris Minor is my favorite car. That was what his car. You know, I was 12 years old. Swami began to reveal. I was 12 years old. They denied to give me a license because I was just not even 16. In those days, what you have to do is, they write a mark straight. The car has to go only, touch the tires only should touch, not cross that side or this side. Half kilometer they have to go straight and go back, without any deviation. And will you give me your car to me? Swami asked that fellow. Ah, yes, Swami, take it. This is my car. Your heart is my car. I am the driver, Swami said. Who is the driver? Swami is the driver. When the driver is driving the car, the owner sits there. He is not concerned with other things. You take me to the rail station, you take me to the destination. It is he, the driver, has to look all these bumps and jumps. How is an MBA student of such an institute of higher learning was called for an interview. And everything is okay. And one of the director, sir, where did you take your MBA? From Hachasai Institute of Higher Learning, from Prishantale. See, this corporate sector is not for temples, not for monasteries, not for masks. This is business. Profit is there. No question of human values. You know what the answer is? The student said, sir, suppose you are the director, you are in charge of this tiles factory. Where do you test the tiles, the car? On smooth roads? Or roads where there are bumps and jumps in a rugged road? Where do you test them? Obviously, in the rugged road, yes, business is full of risks. One should be prepared to face them. As Baba said, life is a challenge, meet it. Life is a game played. He was selected. Every time, whenever we meet Bhagavan Satchasai Baba, He is a friend and at the same time a guide and a philosopher also. And next time, naturally, human body, my wife was put to some skin problem. The doctor said, so 10 days, 10 months at least treatment, but anyhow we should try. So he came. Swami came to me. You know, wherever I am, Swami is to come. Because he knows that he has brought somebody. Swami, my wife's health is not good, Swami. Hey! He expressed so much of concern. Did you bring her? I brought Swami. Hey, why you not told me? Come on, take. Along with my wife, the ladies were also there. They were Balavika's gurus. And they were waiting there. I came and sat, and Swami making a round, he came. How many? 9 ladies, Swami. Did you call them? No, Swami. Then why has she come? I don't know. Hey. Then we should say, okay, Swami, Swami, I don't know, Swami, I don't know why he has come also. You're only man, Purushapungava. You're only Purushapungava. Eko Rajanya, Swami said. Come on. And my wife was there, I was here. She came. You know, in the interview room, he himself has to switch off and switch on. We should not interfere. Swami sits in the Sivasana and takes her chief. Yanna Samachar starts with Yanna Samachar. And she straightly came and threw a flower on my wife and asked her, where is your husband? I was just sitting near him. Swami, is he looking after you? She cannot say no. At least for the public, and for Bhagavan also. No, Swami, he is looking after me well. In Prishantanam or at home? At home also, Swami. Then what is the problem? She is also Malvika's guru. Swami, some skin problem is there. He has seen me. Not that what you think of. It's not that. A fistful of vibhuti has created. Asked her, eat. When she ate for herself, see, she felt them. Some brush was clearing the entire stomach. After that, think that there is no disease for you. You are always healthy. Think always. From that day, there was no disease for her. This is Swami. And I brought pujaris also. Pujaris, Swami said, pujari means Swami, the temple priest Swami. When? 60 February, Swami. 60 February? I mean, next month, February. Okay. There were 80 pujaris. They came. And naturally, the officials in Prishantana, they don't give you permission to sit. Please vacate. Tiwari was there, Saha was there. Please vacate. Swami was in the veranda. Then we entered. All were seated there. And then Swami started. Yes, are you getting manyas? Are you well? Are you receiving anything? And he was one with Dhirajan Pujari who used to sing Kausalya, Supraja, Rama, Purva, Sanja, Pravartinti, Tirumala Hills. Created. That ring was with Lord Balaji. One Pujari was just chanting Khadgamala. And he had the darshan of Devi. That was Bhagavan. And in the evening, he provided them ice cream. I took them the ice cream and gave them ice cream. Then in the evening, he was called us again. 880 silk dhotis and aprons That alone cost some, in those days, 80 per person. Distributed everywhere. And there was one left over. I thought he would give me. Put it, he took it away. I was disappointed. Natural. Appointment and disappointment is natural for anybody who is with the Swami. Today he comes, how are you? Fine, Swami. Next day he thinks, I am the first. And to receive Bhagavan's grace, and he sits there. He will never see you. There was some Vedic pundit, you know. I didn't want to tell his name. He came here. He's a Sanskrit scholar. Of course, Vithana was just Upulur Ganapati Shastri. He was sitting with a shawl and all these things because he was a Vedic scholar. He was sitting there. And he wrote Khadgamala, they've been Navaratna Malika, on Bhagavan, extolling Bhagavan in Sanskrit. 9 slokas in Sanskrit. He has brought it. Swami was coming. He said, Swami, you will definitely see him and honor him also. Swami did not see. And he picked up another man, created Vibhuti, did not care to see him, and he was happy. What is this? A Vedic pundit has come, has written 9 slokas, but he does not care to see me. What is this? Next day morning, he said, with this, Swami did not come on that line also. Tore it, you know. And on the evening he used to go. He was sitting here. Swami came. Where is your Khadgamala? This Navaratna Malika? Swami, I tore it, Swami. Don't worry, I shall tell you. 9 slokas Swami has chanted. Wonderful, is he? You feel a professor from Hyderabad with all Sarvani and all, he came here. That is 12 questions. He has written a questionnaire almost. He has put it in the pocket. He wanted to put questions, one, number 2, number 3, number 4. And he came. Swami did not see. Better luck next time he came. In the next day he has changed his dress. Swami called him for interview. Now what are the questions? Tell me. Swami, you have forgotten. You kept it on the table. Don't worry. Number 1 question, answer. 2nd question, answer. 3rd question, answer. 4th question, Swami, please, Swami, see. Because he has made a bad remark on Bhagavan Baba and question him. So we go with the ego and start with the ego and grow with ego, and then next he puts up, down. This is what we have to learn from Bhagavan Baba. We speak very well, excellent, sir. Very good speech, very good speech, very good speech. And the next day nobody cares. Swami said, what all the Vedic pundit has said today, he has vomited tomorrow. Because he has not digested a single thing. She is such a Sai Baba. So what you have to learn for Bhagavan Baba? First is love. And he will care for us. Every degree he will see. And there was time when he banged me also. The thing is, I was the district president. I sent a friend, sent a word to them. You need not bring rice. Because for every Dashara, we used to bring one lorry load of rice. And the Shri Vishnu said, no, no, you see, Srinivasa get money, not only rice, because rice is full. Okay. I sent word, no, no, don't send money, rice, get money only. Meanwhile, our district president, who is in Prashanthi, name is Krishna Reddy, wrote a letter to Swami. See, why have you not allowed rice to be sent here? Why I should not say anything? Fata fata. Go. Another thought, he is very fortunate, sir. Swami is getting interview. Ramana was there. We were sitting. Why have you not done it? I said, Swami, sorry, Swami. Ramanda said, because the shared person has given instructions, Swami, nor mui, nor musko. Ramanda could not talk. So he has banged the state president, all also. And next, we are going. I am the last person to go leave the hall, or the Swami's room. Swami, I know. Because of the state president, you do it. I know it. So he wanted to bang me, that's all. How many? We were sitting there, I was with him, pressing Bhagavan's feet for 45 minutes. And he was talking to the devotees who came for interview. And one distribution said, Srinivasa, you give me chance, please. I glided. He was talking, I was glided, and he moved. Swami said, Oddha. So, he takes us, sends us, takes us, sends us. And one devotee asks, Swami, do you put us to test? Test? You know how to prepare dosha? That fellow could ask you, what is this dosha? No, you should go to shop and get this dal, put it in the water. After some time, you have to grind it. Just add some salt to it. He was describing. This fellow, what is, why dosha, Swami is telling. In the interview room, Swami was telling about dosha preparation. Then, after that, you have to put it in the frying pan. After it gives you tzing, reverse it. Make this dosha very good, eatable and tasteful. And said, yes, I put my devotees into the water, soak them for so many days. After that I grind them. With the troubles, I grind them. In tears, I soak them. After that, I add salt to it. Next, I roast them on the frying pan. And next, reverse it. I shall make an excellent dosha. So we think first we are very close to Swami. Taddude, tadantike, tad naicha, tadevacha, that is smooth. He is very near to us. far from us. One foreigner in Bangalore was sitting there. He brought some flowers, used flowers in Ganesha temple there, and put it here. Swami came from Hoskett. He was coming. What is this? Swami, it is flowers, Swami. The pujari gave it to me. Used flowers, Swami. What do you do with them? Swami, I take it to my native place and keep it in my puja room, Swami. Where from you have come? From Greece, Swami, Greece. He was going, tomorrow I'll talk to you. Narasimurthy, bring that far near to me. Tomorrow for the interview, far near. So even though you are far, you are very near. The more we are far away from Bhagavan Baba physically, near to us. Because I came from India and today I enjoyed bhajan with so much of devotion, so much of love for Bhagavan. And one devotee asked you, Swami, we love you very much. But how can we know that you love us, Swami? Swami laughed. Only after my loving you, you start loving me. Because unless he loves, certain people cannot love him at all. Especially in Andhra, we are near to Bhagavan Baba, and 50% of those people, they don't speak of Swami. They criticize Swami. What is this that Swami said? See, certain bees bring you bees. They come for makaranda. But the frogs there, they don't do. They don't relish also. It's all Bhagavan's grace. My dear young boys and old people, I did not see. What you have to learn from Bhagavan Baba is always Namasparana Danjopayam Nahi Pasyamo Bhavatarane Ramahare Krishnahare. Always chant. That takes you to Bhagavan Baba. That is why I was only Sevadal. Swami has lifted me to state coordinator. And I was retired. For 10 years I was there. When I came here, the immigration stamp was only 1 month. I was shocked. What is this 1 month? Having spent some lakhs, who came here? 1 month stamp and he went away. Without seeing us, I was shocked. And my son, what is this? 1 month only? Shall we ask for extension? Nobody has gone away. So I went. I sent word to my friend who is, I am coming, sir, they have given me 1 month permission only. By the time as I went to Bangalore, the principal called me. Please, Srinivas Rao, there is a post here. Please join immediately. 10 years have gone. I forgot the subject also. To be frank. And right, please join. Tomorrow. Sir, okay. Because it's the order of Bhagavat, maybe. I joined. And after a few days, my principal has gone to Prishantanayam. Swami asked him, any new subjects? You have introduced in your college? No new subjects, Swami. I see. Okay. How is your economics man? He was, what is, Swami, yes, he's doing this, okay. After some time, we went to Prasanthalayam. There is a meeting in Yuzur Mandir. I have not seen Yuzur Mandir. He has called me, and I served for 2 years. I don't know how much of justice I have done to my students. And next, there was introduction of a new course. Some students of Bhagavan came. I fell down also. And I just pleaded the principal, sir, I cannot handle the class. Don't worry, he said. Some students have come. And he was also my friend. So one thing, Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram. I'm very happy. You have given me the opportunity to express my association with Bhagavan Baba. And even though it is very, very small, it's all Bhagavan's grace. Wherever we are, if we think of Him, if you think of me, I think of you. Jai Sai Ram. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Swami, for this wonderful satsang celebrating New Year 2013. We started with devotional singing that was followed by divine messages through Professor Srinivas Rao Adhuri. Swami is the Lord of the universe. Let's make this the year of love. It is love that Bhagwan teaches us, and love is what makes us divine. The next part is real difficult to implement, that is no hatred, no fault finding, but that's what we should be doing. Swami wants us to live in love. He has taken many devotees to Swami, and it's a very nice way of how Swami calls him the three braswala. Bhagwan is a friend, a guide, a philosopher. We have to learn from Bhagwan. And there are some simple things that Bhagwan teaches us, like using the analogy of a dosa and how he's using that to make us understand the difficulties we all have or we face in our life. On behalf of the Chicagoland Centers, I would like to thank Professor Srinivas Rao Adhuri for sharing his experiences and divine messages on this new year. Now I would like to invite Sai brother T.R. Ravindran to present a token of our love, our appreciation to Professor Srinivas Rao Adhuri.
Sai Ram, the light is terrible. Anyway, I'm honored to represent all of you to give this token of our love. And Shankar told me that it is a love certificate. So I was wondering, what is the certificate? It must be coming from Swami. It reads, Certificate of Love. Sathya Sai Baba Senders of Chicagoland members hereby express our deep love and gratitude to Professor Srinivas Rao Aduri for sharing Swami's divine message in the most inspiring and loving way as guest speaker at New Year's celebration in Chicago on January 1, 2013. Now, all of you know Swami has blessed Mr. Rao with all his love, and this is just a token. But think about the timing of this event, when all the grandparents, grandpas are running away from Chicago. Here is our dear brother Srinivas Rao, who has come to Chicago to greet us. So he definitely deserves this. Side arm.
Servants of Bhagavan. And can anybody be honored before Bhagavan? How does he think? Oh, this fellow is to be honored. Tadvritcha vritcha parichara vritcha vritcha sya vritcha iti maam sara lokanatha. That is what Kulasekara Alvar has said. So my sincere advice is, don't spend even a pi for anybody who speaks. Why? I came here only as seva. And you heard a seva. Not that I'm a professor, they are artist professors. So many professors have gone before Bhagavan, Baba. So, this is my sincere appeal to you. Even a rupee spent on anything, who is to be appreciated here? All depreciated. Because we are only servants. We are just making a trial to walk. Are we speakers? Are we singers? We are not. It's only that speaks through us, that sings through us, that makes us talk. When that electricity goes, this fellow is a sevam. Is it not? Thank you very much. However, because under pressure I am taking it. Please, I know. Because Swami will not be happy, please, without me.
Thank you. On behalf of Chicagoland Centers, I would like to thank all volunteers that helped us with this New Year celebration program. If your time permits, please help us with the cleanup after the concluding prayers. Let us now proceed to concluding prayers.
Jagadish Hari, Swami Sathya Sai Hari, Bhaktajana Samrakshaka, Ati Maheshwara, Om Jai Jagadish Hari, Shashi Vadana Shikara, Sarva Pranapate, Swami Sarva Pranapate, Ashrita Kalpalatika, Ashrita Kalpalatika, Aapad Bandhava, Om Jai Jagadish Hari. Mata Pita Guru Devam, Marianta Unive, Swami Marianta Unive, Nada Brahma Jagannatha, Nada Brahma Jagannatha, Nagendra Chayana, ओम जय जगदीश हरे ओंकार रूप जय शिव साई महादेवा सत्य साई महादेवा मंगल आरती अंदुको मंगल आरती अंदुको मंदर गिरिधारी ओम जय जगदीश हरे नारायण नारायण ओम सत्यनारायण नारायण नारायण ओम नारायण नारायण ओम सत्यनारायण नारायण ओम नारायण नारायण ओम जय सद्गुरुदेवा नारायण नारायण ओम सत्यनारायण नारायण नारायण ओम नारायण नारायण ओम सत्यनारायण नारायण ओम नारायण नारायण ओम जय सद्गुरुदेवा नारायण नारायण ओम सत्यनारायण नारायण नारायण ओम नारायण नारायण ओम सत्यनारायण नारायण ओम नारायण नारायण ओम ओ जय सद्गुरु देवा ओ शांति 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 समस्त लोका सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्त लोका सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्त लोका सुखिनो भवन्तु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः परमं पवित्रं बाबा विभूतिं परमं चित्रं लीला विभूतिं परमार्थ इष्टार्थ मोक्ष प्रदानं बाबा विभूतिं इदमाश्रयामि Sacred Holy and Supreme is Baba's Vibhuti pouring forth in brilliant stream his playa Vibhuti so auspicious is his might it grants liberation Baba's Vibhuti Its power protects me Paramam Pavitram Baba Vibhutim Paramam Vichitram Leela Vibhutim Paramartha Ishtartha Moksha Pradhanam Baba Vibhutim Idamashrayami Sai Baba Vibhutim Idamashrayami Om Shanti Shanti, Shanti.
Sai Ram, thought for the day. Today we bid farewell to the year gone by and welcome the new year. We pray that the new spring should confer all beings longevity, health and goodness. Pleasant experiences and unpleasant memories of the previous year that linger in the mind contain many good lessons. When one reviews the past within oneself, one can realize how much time was spent selfishly and how much in service. It is not good to keep quiet when there are people around in the society facing hardships. If need be, you should give up japa and sadhana, spiritual practices, and uplift such people through service and sacrifice. You should feel that janaseva is janardhanaseva, service to people is service to God. Those who seek the joy of liberation should burn selfishness in the fire of jnana, spiritual wisdom. Baba.